Let's talk about this enigmatic leader, this guy, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. People don't know much about him. Only a couple pictures out of them. Some people are referring to him as the most powerful terrorist leader in the world now. He apparently wears a mask even when he goes to talk to his own troops. Who is this guy?
Yeah, very shadowy, and as you mentioned, the two photographs are the only known publicly available. He's an Iraqi from Samarra, from the Sunni heartland, has bona fide religious credentials. One contrast to Osama bin Laden, for example, who didn't. But he has those religious credentials. That's a draw. Reported to be very charismatic and very, very demanding of the utmost of secrecy. He will not allow any non-Iraqis to be part of his military or shura council.
So that way he maintains greater security. And, you know, one question is, they want to create an Islamic State. Do they, in effect, have it already?
Well, that's a really good point. They've declared, and this put him at odds with Ayman Zawahiri and core al-Qaeda, they have declared the Islamic State of Iraq and Greater Syria, of course, ISIL. However, think of it more in terms of the seeds of an embryonic state, because ultimately, at least for them, their aspiration as a religious duty is all the way from Khorasan in Central Asia across the Middle East to North Africa to regain all the lands. And that would be the Khulafa or the Caliphate.